This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, May 2. From death to life. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 6. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness. For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. Obtaining my Canadian citizenship was easy. Well, for me at least. Being born in Canada qualified me for Canadian citizenship. However, becoming a citizen in the kingdom of heaven is more complicated. To be a citizen in God's kingdom, we must die and be born again. In Romans 6 and in other passages, the Apostle Paul speaks of being crucified with Christ, dying with Christ, being buried with Christ, and rising with Christ. Jesus teaches that unless we are born again, we will not see the kingdom of God. As Paul explains in Ephesians, we are to put off our old self, our old sinful nature, and to be made new, to put on the new self, created to be like God in righteousness and holiness. Dying and being born again calls for a radical change in how we think and act. But this is not a transformation we can manage on our own. As Paul puts it, I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. God gives us new life through the Spirit, putting the old sinful nature to death. And even before that, the Spirit of God moves us to recognize our sin and our need for new life. So we pray in repentance and ask God for forgiveness, trusting in his power to save us through the finished work of Jesus Christ. Pray with me. Holy Spirit, put to death every part of our sinful nature and bring us to live all of life for the glory of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.